Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorists deal a devastating blow to Nigeria's church. The details in a moment. And stick around because later we'll explore a unique opportunity in Lebanon. But we'll begin today in West Africa, where frustration and fear reign in Nigeria. Just a few days ago, Boko Haram executed a well-known pastor and regional Christian leader. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
"The Christian Association of Nigeria released a statement, and basically the sentiments were, hey, national government, you have announced repeatedly that you've defeated Boko Haram, but look at what's happened. They obviously are not defeated. They're still killing Christians. They're still killing pastors."
Boko Haram isn't the only threat, though. In a video released this week by Nigerian ISIS affiliates, a child soldier executed a Christian prisoner and promised more bloodshed. The Christian Association of Nigeria issued an appeal to world powers for help, and so far, no one has stepped up to help.
The world typically doesn't pay as much attention to Africa as they do to other parts of the world. It's certainly a frustration for the Nigerian Christians who say, wait a minute, we're being killed, we're being beheaded. World, why aren't you paying attention?
Pray for Nigeria and pray for the pastor's family. He leaves behind a wife and children.
One of the things that was amazing about the hostage video that was released was he spoke to his family and he said, hey, don't worry. God's got this. God has allowed this to happen. And so I hope they will be encouraged by that.
Next, media attention on the Middle East mostly centers on the Iranian conflict. But Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says one issue is still as serious as ever, the Syrian refugee crisis. Lebanon's ongoing economic crisis continues to snowball despite protests and a newly formed government.
A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are actually now receiving 50% of their salary on a monthly basis. And then even when they get the salary in the bank, they cannot withdraw the cash because the banks are not giving out cash.
Now, refugees and ministries are feeling the effects, including Horizons International.
We've had to cut off aid for a lot of the churches. Donations seem to kind of be down. I think a lot of people around the world have kind of gotten just fatigued of hearing about the refugee crisis, while at the same time, it's getting worse and worse here.
And that's where the global body of Christ needs to step in.
This is about the gospel. This is about salvation, that Jesus is the light of the world. And we need to start opening our mouths in witness in these times.
Pray for generosity and encouragement from the global church to believers in Lebanon. And Bukra's story is not that unusual for a displaced child. A Syrian refugee, Bukra and her family fled to Lebanon after civil war swallowed their country. Because they're considered illegal immigrants, the kids can't go to public schools. But Bukra was educated by Heart for Lebanon through their HOPE program. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon tells us,
"She was a brilliant student when she aged out. She was way ahead of her class academically. Her English was probably better than mine. She loved Jesus passionately, but she loved telling stories."
Bukra tested into a new school and continues to pursue her dream of becoming a teacher someday. But she's also become a teacher now for the children who don't get to go to school in the camp where she lives. She spends her evenings teaching them the things that she's learned at school.
She's teaching them English. She's teaching them math. She's teaching them Bible stories. She's sharing her faith through her love for education.
For everyone like Bukra, there's potential for a gospel paradigm shift.
If you reach a child, you reach their family. If you reach the family, you reach the community. If you reach the community, you can reach the region. If you reach the region, you can reach the country. If you reach the country, then you can reach the Near East.
It starts with one person who can stand with a ministry like Heart for Lebanon. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.